Studio W, also known as The Buzz. And now it's time for Ms. CeCe's Kitchen with your host, Ms. CeCe. Good evening, my friend.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty terrific, pretty terrific. How are you?
Good. I'm blessed today.
Glad to have you back.
Cool.
Yes.
There she is.
We have Miss Victoria. Hey,
right,
Miss Victoria.
And David's not going to be joining us today. Hey, Miss Victoria, darling.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I am well.
Great.
In the midst of moving, but we are here.
Yes. And how about Pastor David? Is he coming on today?
He had to fly out of the state representing California in his bishop's
van. Okay.
So he will not be here today. You know, he's a busy man. So I knew that when I had him to come on as a co-host that he would be busy from time to time, as well as Miss Victoria.
Right.
She gets busy too from time to time, as we all do actually. And so, no, he will not be joining us this evening.
Well, I'll step aside and just enjoy the program.
All righty, sir. Hey, Victoria. Hi, girl. It's been a minute.
Has been. It has been. But God is good, and we are back again.
Yeah. We've been having some health challenges all up and down. But anyway, God is good. And
mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to give that too much play. But I just want to say hello to media. How are you? It's been a minute since you saw our new faces. We're doing some things here. But God is good. We are Miss CeCe's Kitchen, and this is where we stir up controversial issues. We don't have a problem with that. We deal with the good, bad, and the ugly, and what is going on in society today that I feel that a lot of people, they kind of, you know, they hear what's going on, but they pass it on as it not being so important. But we are here basically each Thursday for an hour for those of you who are joining us via Medium. And you can connect with me personally on 951-228-9980. We are blessed to be on this platform, which is divinely chosen by God, of course, because this was given to this girl some years back. And so we have to fulfill the task, even though I wanted to walk away, y'all. I'm just being honest, okay? But we can't. We can't. So I'm mandated to do what God has called us to do in this season, because news, and I know Miss Moody, Apostle Moody, is keen on this, that we have to address things and so that people can be made aware and not pass over. And I've been really, and in these past few weeks, Victoria, just mm-hmm. really strengthening my spirit person, my spiritual
yes.
outlook on life. And it's very, very important because it's easy to fall away from the plan and from the journey that God has you on due to obstacles. But, and I started to go, how many of you know? How many of you know God can move an obstacle? Yes, he can. Okay. Whether it be human or something else. Okay. He can
yes.
move an obstacle. And so I'll tell you, and I'll tell anybody else, I've made up my mind. I never, I'm just seeing your thing late. Okay. I made up my mind. I'm going to do what he tells me to do in spite of someone else's behavior. Does that make sense? And so, we're talking about some things, and I talked to Bishop and I told him what we're going to be doing tonight, and he kind of hated that he wasn't going to be here, but the next topic is going to be just as hot. And he said, I want to be there for that. I'm like, okay. So Miss Victoria, did you look in your mail the information that I sent you?
I haven't gotten any.
No, that's okay. No, that's okay. Cause we're going to hit and miss it. Okay. So it's nothing
yes.
that we're going to study, but I'm just saying, if you see something on there that you would like to just kind of bring up briefly, because we can go from a bullet point and keep it moving. You understand?
Oh, yes.
Folks, what we're going to talk about tonight is genocide. And I was listening to various men who were ministry in this convocation and talking about the plan that God has for God's children. And I didn't even look at it in that light. And I just assumed genocide in one area. But there's many areas for genocide, and people need to understand that those areas are applicable to all of us when it comes to the spiritual warfare. Well, you said, Miss Cece, here you go in the church. I got to stay there because it all parallels with what's going on in this world today, and I cannot and will not walk away from it due to somebody's being disgruntled and it making you feel uncomfortable. Now, folks, we're not here to hurt anybody. We're not here to bash anybody. And I must say this and stand on it. But truth is a light, folks. And sometimes truth just makes people uncomfortable. And so I know that I have to say ouch every now and again. And so it does not walk away. Truth does not walk away from you because of who you are and what you're doing. Because we all have to line up if we expect, as everybody's saying out of their mouth, that we are going to heaven. I'm going to dispel some lies I've been told, y'all. Okay, it's going to be rough. I ain't been talking for a minute. It's going to be rough today. So hold on. Dispel some lies that a whole lot of people have been talking about. And their mouth is not lining up with what they're saying. Their lifestyle is not lining up with their mouths. And so they're committing genocide even in their own spiritual walk. And I'm going to break down what genocide means. And we want to talk about the Holocaust and all of that. Let's talk about the genocide in your house. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Let's talk about the genocide in your church. Uh-oh. Come on, Doc.
Okay.
Come on, Doc. Come on, genocide in your house. But before we go into that, Apostle Moody, tell them where you're from, honey, where you live. I know you're in the process of moving. I don't want you telling them your address because we got some strange folks walking out there. We don't want somebody stalking you, girl. Okay?
No.
Beauty girl.
Yes. We are in North Carolina.
Okay.
On the East Coast. We are all the way on the East Coast.
Okay. Wonderful.
In North Carolina.
Great.
God graced us to be there. And, the same thing that's going on the West Coast is going on here on the East Coast.
Right. You're right. Well, I'm rejuvenated, should I say. And, one of the things that, and we're going to get into this. I know we just got, it goes by fast, but I have to say that I had to put myself on the front line of getting some act right. Hello. Everybody won't admit that, but I'm so grateful because, regardless of what people think or what they say, I have to be held accountable to my maker. All right. It is what it is. You agree with that, Victoria?
Exactly. We all have to be accountable to God. To God.
Right.
You know, it's not important what you're doing when everybody's looking. What's more important is what you're doing when nobody's looking.
Sure, you're right. And we can show talk a good game, can't we? I told somebody the other day, and then I'm going to define genocide and what it means and how in depth it is that people, they really don't understand. This is a critical time that we're in. And so I, like I said, I had to do my homework. And a lot of times I'll sit there on the couch and folks, we talk about it's controversial and you may not agree. And that's okay. We're adults too, old enough to agree or disagree. It's really okay. That you do that because I don't agree with what everybody else is doing. It is what it is because if you don't have your own, sense of values for yourself, you'll fall for anything. And I'm not going to do that. So I'm thanking God that he gave this girl, I can only speak for my house, some sense. And I in turn give that to my children, but they have to follow their own, you know, make up their own minds on things. And so genocide, we talk about this. And so, I do want everybody to know we're not picking on anybody. We're not going to do that. But the word exposes everybody. I said that good, didn't I?
Yes.
We're not picking on anybody. Okay. But the word exposes everybody. It is what it is. Okay. And I cannot get away from that. I can't. And so let's go right into it. What genocide is because it will help you to understand the deliberate actions of the enemy. It is what it is. So genocide means a deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation, ethnic group, with the aim of destroying that nation or group. And then I went down a little further and got another definition. It says genocide is a intentional destruction of a people in whole or in part. Okay. And they refer to a 1948. It says the United Nations Genocide Convention defined genocide as any of five acts committed with the intent to destroy in the whole or in part, a national, ethical, racial, or religious group. Okay. It's deep, y'all. So it's with the intention of destroying either the whole body or a part, doesn't a nationality or whatever. And so I thought it'd be befitting, and I'm just reading this, and then we're going to have Miss Moody to jump in when she can. The effects of genocide on youth include psychological. Our children are in trouble today. They're in trouble in the schools. And the reason why they're in trouble in the schools because genocide is in full effect. Why do I say genocide is in full effect? Because we're having children that are waking up in the morning, don't know who they are, don't know if they're male or female. And I'm not saying all of them. We've got parents in this day who have to redirect the child's thinking after the school tried to destroy it and tried to cause them to swing another way, which not God did not intend, or did he design for them to do so? So you have twisted people who are twisting up what was actually natural to make it unnatural to be a boy, a gender when they were born that way, or a girl, a gender when she was born that way. They twisted up. And we're going to go probe a little deeper. Now, please understand, nobody on this panel or on this radio show hate anybody. I don't. I don't hate homosexuals. I'm not homophobic. I don't hate them at all. In fact, I can talk to them very easily. In fact, God tells me to love them. I hate the deed because the deed is the abomination to the Lord. So it is what it is. So just like you taking drugs, just like you taking doing prostitution, just like you killing, stabbing. I don't hate the individual because God said love your enemies and you know, because love heap coals of fire on their head. But I hate the deed. It is what it is. And it's the deed that's going to prevent you from what everybody is screaming now. I'm a Christian and we're all going to glory. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Okay, let's get that. Don't get it twisted. We've got nowadays some wimpy preachers. Okay, I'm just going to be real. Not everybody who are tiptoeing and dancing around the truth and not giving the truth as it should be so that somebody can be helped. And a lot of time these people are mixed up, messed up in their minds. It's because things that have been projected on them coming up as young men and young women. And so there was nobody to really help them to channel through the traumatic genocidal experiences that they endure. Like I said, I was reading this. It says the effect of genocide on youth includes psychological, demographic effects that affects the transition into adulthood, okay? These effects are also seen in future generations of youth. So what your mama and your daddy endured, okay? I listened to a preacher, and he says that, and I have to tell his story. He said his mother was raped by his father. The mother was sitting right there. He says, my mom's sitting right here. And that got my attention. He said, my father raped my mother. Therefore, she conceived me. He said that my father was an alcoholic and he was abusive. He said, but that generational curse passed down through him. He said that because of the travesties, the lineage that happened in the lineage, he became an alcoholic. He did things that he should not have done. He said now because he's changed his mindset, given his life totally to the Lord, he's a pastor, he's a bishop, and doing quite well, okay? He says now because the scriptures in the Bible say, honor your mother and father that thy days may be longer. It's a hard pill to swallow in this genocidal situation because that almost took him out. And he said he had to, after he learned what the scripture said, he still honored that book. Okay, that's his daddy. He said, and but God flipped the script. He said, when that man was abusive to his mother and did what he did, I'm a product of a rape, brutal, abusive rape. He said, but God gave me love. He says, now I am taking care of him. Now I am paying his bills. Now I am wiping his behind. You see? So he says, but because the God says, love your mother and father. He said, it doesn't mean that because you came to the Lord that, oh, you're going to kick him to the curb, because God doesn't do us that way. But let's deal mainly with the genocide, because we got too much of this stuff going on. Victoria, you got anything to say just on the little bit that I just said? Your mic, I can't hear you. You got your mic. Take your mic off.
Can we hear? Can you hear me now? Yes. Yes. But the thing about the genocide, we always look for it to be such a big, loud hoopla. Mm-hmm. What's going on, even with the Bible, they're trying to tear the Bible to pieces, and they're not doing it. They're not burning it on a fire, but they're taking it out word by word.
Right. Right.
And we was told about, maybe 5 years ago, how much is very meticulously they're taking things out of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're killing the very meaning and putting different words in. And we're not talking about translations, taking right. out actual parts of the Bible. Right. And it's small. Right. They're doing it very, very meticulously, just little by little. Things are it's really changing, because the enemy's job is to wipe out the Bible and set up his own kingdom.
Uh-huh.
Little by little. And if we right. aren't, if we are not really paying attention, there's different things that's going to be taken away. And it's trying to mm-hmm. actually kill a generation, because the young people mm-hmm. that are coming along now, they don't look at the Bible. They look more, online. And there are different things. It's saying it means this and means that, when God has a revelation that he wants to reveal to the people. But when right. your revelation is somebody else's opinion, it right. causes a part of mm-hmm. it to die in you and cause you to be unlearned concerning things, and the thief that yeah. comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
Exactly.
He's a thief and he's a murderer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's slowly taking us down a path where we should not be. And mm-hmm. it's trying to kill the mm-hmm. original plan that God had for man. We got to keep that word.
Yes.
Original plan. Yes.
I'm glad you said that, because it's going to jump into my next phase. When we talk about what is going on with the ID crisis, that the, retraining, a woman's mind to become a male and a male to become feminine. This is what's going down, because nobody is really standing up and telling them what is right. Because what happens, I heard even on all of these documentaries and on these, I'm telling you, I was engulfed in messages that were just quite eye-opening. And we know Satan's plan, y'all. Y'all know there is a devil, because all y'all say it out there in media. There is Lucifer. He's out there, and he's out to kill, steal, and destroy. So he is really committing a genocide on God's children. Well, Dr. Sims, how can you say that? Well, I can, because I'm looking right at it, being informative through knowledge of others who have written about genocide and also what the Word of God says about it. I'm looking at this, and it says, okay, he's committed genocide. When I read that definition, deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation or ethnic group with the aim of destroying the nation or that group. So in the aim of destroying God's children, how do you do that? You cause confusion, a delusional picture that is painted to them, and they are not apt to have strength enough to fight. They are going with the flow, because he brings doubt out there, and he makes them think that God didn't really say that. God didn't really say don't lay with men. God didn't say unnatural affection of flesh. God didn't say that. Okay. So he's causing a emotional genocide to the point I was talking with my daughter. I'm so glad I've got children I could talk to that got some sense. I'm just being real. Okay. That can come with the word of God to mom, or can even say, mom, well, wait a minute. I read this. That's a sidebar statement, y'all. But let me get right back on this. To the point where there's a spiritual genocide that is happening in the magnitude that it is scary, to the point where the process of preparation of starting the genocide was to fan people to sleep so that they couldn't see what is going on. So they're so enamored about this, what they call a hypocritical piece that's been fed to them, so they don't even know that they've been destroying, Satan's been destroying all along. Did you have something to say? Because I can go in there, okay? And so we're going to get, because I want you to pick one of those topics, one of those genocides, you know. And what happens is he paints this this doubt out there in the world, and to make them think all of our belief, all of this time was tainted. Because of generational teaching. Well, the word of God is not generational. The word of God is what it is, and it changes not. Like God said, I don't change. It is what it is, whether you like it or not. The Lord said, I do not change. So what is your problem about you allowing this okadoke fella who has the desire to be me, can't be me, but because he can't be me, he's out to twist up everything that I have instituted as far as how I want my children to be. And so he puts out things. When I think about it, I tell my daughter, I say, isn't it funny? Is anybody really paying attention of what's really going on? When you have two women who get together and get married, what do? They either get artificially inseminated, and they want a boy, a male child that they can raise in this dysfunctional home. Okay, y'all gonna get mad with me. It's all good. And then the men are adopting female babies. Now, they are stopping, the genocide is reprocreation. They are stopping the process of natural reprocreation by bringing these babies in the opposite gender, who two of same gender, stay with me, are married, but you're bringing them in this twisted gender, and you'll say, well, the girl or the boy will become straight. They are liars, okay? They are feeding these children. They are breeding. And what I mean by breeding is they're causing a genocide where things were used to be natural, okay, now has become unnatural. Are y'all following me? Has become unnatural. So the child is very vulnerable to what the new teachings are in school. I think I said it was on Boomerang, where they had prostitute homosexuals in the classroom, had bodyguards at the door preventing the parent getting in the school to stop that nonsense. So they are telling the child. They also made a law that if the child wakes up and says, well, Nick, the beginning of, well, they went down at night and their name was Karen, but they woke up and said, call me Mark, okay? Because they decided that they wanted to switch, and because they were fed that. Genocide, emotional genocide, twisting the truth to make something look like it's authentic, make it look like, and make you feel like what you have been, that God brought you to be when you were born, was all off mark. So guess what? Satan has to destroy a people. He has to destroy an ethnic group. He has to destroy a nation by causing a delusional fiction circumstances to make what God said unreal and to make it projected like what he said is real. Go ahead, Victoria.
I'm so sorry. What you said is so true. I even saw something on this morning where now they are sending their children, when they have a thought of being a different gender, they're sending them to doctors.
Yeah.
To fortify their thoughts.
Yes.
They're sending them to doctors.
Yes.
To fortify their thoughts. If it's something that, the way I feel about it, and this is just my opinion, if it's something that is so, no one has to convince you of otherwise.
And why do you feel funny? You know, because God gave you the right and wrong decision to make what you could do. He gave you that choice. So my thing is, they felt funny when they wanted to switch. You know that, right? And it's not so much as society. It was within them that caused them to feel funny, okay? Because they know that that was odd. That was off kilter. Yes. Me, what do you look at me coming up in here, putting a mustache on, okay? Changing who I am because I feel like my hormones is out of whack. Because the testosterone, I told my daughter, I had a laughing. Y'all, this is sidebar. I had a laughing. Baby, is it in the water? What's going on? I said, the women are getting more masculine and the men are getting more effeminate. I said, is it in the water? Now, it's funny I asked that question. And the reason is because I heard a documentary on a group of men who were using imbalancing of hormones and switching. And you know, the lab rats, they use them. And see, people don't catch this. They use lab rats. They did a testing on them, extensive testing. And the male rats started sexing the other male rats. And the female rats started sexing the other female rats. So they accomplished what they pleased, okay? What they intended. So my thing is, is it in the food? Is it in the chemical? I'm just putting the question out there.
No, but it's a valid question.
Yes, it is.
Because I have seen studies where the hormones that's in the meat and the milk and different other things that we have will affect you biologically.
Yes.
And to the point where they're telling men not to drink soy.
Yes.
And eat a lot of soy because it causes the estrogen in them to come up and, you know, vice versa, different other things that's out there. And, I think that it has a part to do in it because we can look at the children who even, you know, children are changing. They're going into
their puberty early.
Puberty. Puberty earlier than ever before.
Right.
Because of these things. So I do think it, I don't think it's a big piece, but I really believe that it does play a part when you start messing with hormones and different things like that.
Right.
I believe it really does.
Well, you know what? And I'm going to jump right in here because you heard of this genetically modified, right? I had somebody ask it and I said, you know, and people are really struggling with genetically modified. And when you look at genetically modified food, that means something's been altered. Okay.
Yes.
Genetically modified. It's not what the originator, what the original outcome of that fruit. I was saying to, and then you're putting, Speedy Grow in there. You put a seed in the ground today and you have a tomato tomorrow. Okay. You have a chick that was born and within less than a week, you have fried chicken, a big old full chicken. And I may be over exaggerating, but that's what it looks like to me because they have to accommodate the growth of the nation, the growth of the population. But what they've done was, and what Satan has done, and I'll say this, he's taken the control or tried to take the control out of glory. And he is doing some things to alter things. Now, I do want to read this. And if you've got something, you know, that you have there, I will bring out a particular part in one of the 10 steps of being in genocide. It says, we've talked about the demographic psychological effects of a person from a child that transitions into adulthood. And I brought up earlier, Monica, I see you. God bless you, dear, for joining us. But I was watching and viewing some of the things, and now there's becoming an awareness, even in our churches, Victoria, that in this convocation, there was an awakening. And somebody made a statement, and I say this, and this might be a little off the wall, y'all, because we do this in the kitchen. They said that in theology, and I know theology is good. I like history. I love all that. But they said what they call, I forget how they said it, doing things in secrecy in this particular arena. And the man said his old grandmothers and old mothers of the day used to say, no, baby, it ain't all of that. It's just you got one foot in and one foot out. You got That's why I said genocide in the church, folks. Okay. Yes. And we'll probe into that. We're going to wait. Bishop Richardson's going to be on that, but we're going to probe into that because we are, battling in Christendom and it shouldn't be. It should not be. And when we are out of kilter, when the grown folks are out of kilter, what do you expect for the children? Okay. The dogs and cats is acting strange. I've never seen a dog had the chick, the hen, all her chicks. She had about 10 of them was up under the dog. And the hen was looking at it. Well, wait, these are my babies. Okay. So y'all, I pay attention. It's comical. But the chick was looking at it like, wait a minute. I'm mama. Okay. And the dog looking at her, telling me, I wish you would. And see, this is the stuff that is going on. Some of it appears comical, but some of it's really, really sad. What you got, Victoria?
It is sad. And we understand that Satan tries to imitate everything that God has. But when he imitates it, it is distorted.
Right.
Because he is not the creator. Mm-mm. He is the creature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the creator can mm-hmm. change anything. Any inventor can change anything that they have made. Even if it's broken, they can fix it. Why? Because they invented it.
Exactly.
And God is our creator. He's given us a plan. Mm-hmm. And because Satan is who he is, he's trying to distort what God has placed.
Period.
Because at the end of the day, he's looking for the people to serve him. And this mm-hmm. brings about a spirit of rejection. The people right. that are changing, they are rejected. Mm-hmm. So then they begin to reject God. And the mm-hmm. next thing you know, you have spiritual genocide.
Exactly. And you know what? I need to read this because you're right in the wheelhouse here. The demographics effects involve the group that I read. I'm excited about this, y'all. I need to slow down. Because there's a lot of information. When I said about the psychological and demographic effects that it has on a group of people or that transfers into adulthood, the other paragraph that I have here says the demographic, and you don't have this, Victoria, I'm sorry, honey. I didn't get that to you in time. I was digging up a lot, okay? But this is that the demographic effects involve the transfer of children during genocide. In cases of transfer, children are moved or displaced from their homes into boarding schools, adoptive families, or to new countries, with or without their families. There are significant shifts in populations in the countries that experience these genocides. Often children are then stripped of their culture identity and assimilated into cultures that they have been placed into. So you said something. They want to change something. They even change, I read in the Word of God where they will take the very tree and make an idol out of it, but use the remnants to start a fire and cook a piece of meat, okay? The same thing that they're calling a god, they will use the remnants of that god that cannot hear or see. Now, I'm talking about this is genocide of the mind. You're destroying the actual facts here. And people say, well, Dr. Sam, you can't use genocide. Yes, I can, because of what it depicts. You are taking something that God naturally made, okay, for shade or food or fruit, whatever, and you've taken that thing and you've made an idol out of it. Like you said, you modified it, okay, to fit a need that you want at the time or been delusionally subjected to changing. And then what you did, you took that thing and you made an idol, put a face on it, some legs and hands, which you cannot walk. You have to carry the thing, okay? It is what it is. And then what you do is You take that very same remnants, the leftover pieces from it, make wood, cook your meat, and warm your house. That same thing that you call sacred. See, that's genocide of spiritual emotions that are wrecking you. And so this is the stuff that's coming inside of the house of prayer, too. They are messing up, filtering, okay, pilfering, should I say, is the right word, taking out the true essence of God's word, because they do not want people to promote change because they have another ulterior motive, period, okay? So here's another significance that I read. It says, unresolved trauma of genocide affects future generations of youth. Intergenerational effects help explain the background of these children and analyze how these experiences shape their future. So if you have unresolved issues, I'm telling you, we got a nation out there that's kind of messy. They got unresolved issues. Because I was done this way, I'm going to do it this way. We have a lineage of pedophiles. We have a lineage of incest happening. We have a lineage of people don't know their identity. We have all of this that's pilfering down from generation to generation, and they carry that thing into the adulthood. And that thing to me has caused such a imbalance in people's emotions and the way of thinking. Total imbalance. And so I just wanted you to understand this is quite a deep subject. And so I'm excited about this subject because it's very, very deep. Give me just a moment while we get my host excited. And so give me a second. I hate that I have to do it this way. Okay. Because it breaks my train of thought, but I need to get her back in here. Okay. So what are your thoughts of the people who are out there? What are your thoughts on, I have to leave, not feeling well. Oh, goodness. Okay. So she had to leave. Okay. All right. So I praise God for her time. Let's pray for her. A lot of stuff is going on right now. So I'm going to go ahead and continue with this. The effects include when we talk about taking children out of their home demographics, when we talk about children when they're being pressured to change their identity, when we're talking about all these things, it's an emotional demographic, psychological move that is going on, which is causing genocide, which is causing people to not be authentically you, I should, or authentically me, and even the ethnic group, not be authentic, because we are also mixed up, and you know this, we're all mixed up, but still, we are still God's chosen people, and he made us authentically who we are supposed to be, and so now there's everything that is in question, there's a lot of things that are in question, okay, to the point where it's caused such a confusion. I heard somebody said, and that kind of grieved me, when they said that, I know we have all kinds of, and Christianity, and listen, folks, I love everybody. I do. But God's not the author of confusion. He isn't. He really is not. And so I won't probe into that until I get my other co-host, but I need people to understand that we've got to get this thing right, and we've got to talk truth. We've got to talk truth. We have got to talk truth and tell the truth and stop trying to make it to the point where you were beneficial economically, or you will be beneficial through notoriety, or you will be elevated because you sided with somebody who is not telling the actual facts, and you know that they're not, okay? But because of the masses, you go with the masses, and you won't stand alone. Many times you won't stand alone and tell the truth. It's lonely when you stand alone and when you deal with what is right, okay? Now, I'm not saying that Miss Cece is always right, because I have to do the research and I look at things and I'm like, wait a minute, this doesn't sound right to me. And I ponder on it, and it's just not me. And I know some of my staff does as well. We ponder on this thing, and I will be the first to come back and say, you know what? I was wrong because I did further research in something. But when I have the narratives down on what is actually happening, and when I actually see it, and the definition of genocide, I really looked into it. genocide. I really looked into destroying, and it's to dismantle the realness of what God intended, dismantling it and causing a confusion and causing a separation and causing groups of people to die and all of this kind of stuff. So yes, the Holocaust was bad in its right, and other areas was bad in its right. However, this genocide is alive and well today, folks. And we need to wake up and smell the coffee and stop acting like, oh, it's going to pass on. This too shall pass. Yeah, it will when Jesus come. Okay, because we in the end time. And a lot of people don't understand that. You say, well, Miss Cece, oh my goodness, I went to church Sunday. And that's good. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. But guess what? My life with God is every day. It is. It's every day. Every day. And so I don't want to be blinded, folks. Okay, it is what it is. Okay, so here we go. Passing down the narrative, the story, are what from present day's perception of the past. Narratives are what form future generation ideas of people who were either victimized or carried out the genocide. You have people who were victimized, and then you have people who carried out the genocide. Remember that. You have people who were victimized and people who carried out the genocide. So we've got that in all facets of life. We have the victims, and I wrote my thesis on that, okay, in addiction. Secret sins, but healing through spiritual guidance. We have victims in the church. We have the genocide projectors who projected genocide on people. Okay. And I know the God says when Jesus was hanging on the cross, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. I questioned God today. I said, wait a minute. I said, I started laughing. I said, some of these people got to know what they're doing. Some of these people got to know. Okay. Whether what they're doing is wrong or right, I believe that they do, because God gave us a will to do good or to do, we make the choice. And whatever choice, the outcome, there is repercussions for that choice. Okay? So I really believe that. So when people, and I just today, I questioned, said, are these people just all the way blind, knowing that they are hurting somebody, causing genocide in households, causing genocide in schools, causing genocide on our children, causing genocides in the workplace? From what I've been listening for these past 2 or 3 months is amazing. And we're going to have testimonials, because it is serious, folks. It's serious. It is so serious. Okay. And that we just cannot walk past this and continue to say, I didn't know. I mean, it's from the White House to the outhouse, y'all. Okay? It is what it is. So when they carry that to their childhood as a youth, here we go, as a youth, a future generation processes the stories to hear that they created their own perception of it and begin to identify with a specific group in the story. Now, when we tell a story, what I'm trying to allude to, we can sit down and we could tell our stories. We could, you know, just like mine, I have my own testimonies. I have my own journeys that I've been through. I have this, I have that. But I need to hear somebody, and hear me well. I want to hear somebody that had a genocide experience or something to really try to totally twist their mind, really totally twist what they've gone, you know, things in life. Hear them and see the outcome that they are now gleaning to prosperity. They're doing good for themselves. They're going to school. They didn't let that season in their life cause them to flow with that season and to project that on another generation. We have people like that in this world, folks, that want to lift people up, that want to tell them that there is a better way than what you have experienced. One of the things I used to tell when I was counseling, or still counseling, when I tell them in counseling, there is life after pain, folks. Because if you sit with a group that constantly tells their suffering and never tells their victories, then that's a sad day for me. I remember I used to take them to these meetings, the AAA meetings, and I know there's good intentions there. But everybody had a sad story. I was like, my God, this would drive me to drink. I'm going to be real, y'all. I don't care if you don't like me. It is what it is, okay? And the process, if it helps somebody, that's fine. But it didn't help this girl, because when I listened to the stories, my emotional instability, I was being sucked into the negativity that is projected. And that's what genocide does. It brings a negative light in a positive atmosphere to to the outcome, to be the outcome of somebody whose intentions was to destroy or to distort or to break up or to cause prejudices or to do murders, whatever their intent was. It was a positive outcome for them, but the negative impact was on the victim. And so we have to look at those things, folks. It is very, very important. So the future generation, they began to form their identity through narratives, as I said, through narratives. They are watching you, folks. They are watching me. And if we are not good examples, if every woman is walking around here naked and showing everything, okay, I'm just going to be real. If they are showing everything, come on, and have no kind of boundaries, guess what? The next generation, and they're doing this. Oh, I want to be like such and such. And they like 10, 11 years old. Oh, I want to do this. And then your child is out of control and you don't understand why. Really? Because what they've gotten, the narratives of life in their home, what they was projected, well, this is right. Okay. Instead of you being a little girl, you being a little lady, because you got to face the school's trajectories. And what's going on in the emotional and philosophical areas in people's life, psychology, they've got all of this distorting stuff, okay? You just got some sick folk up in there. You just really do. I was looking at a school board and this pastor, this was a different incident, isn't he? There's another book that's been put on the shelf, and it is more explicit and more defined than the last few books that I have. And I'm like, oh, my Lord, it was going play by play and how a young boy is supposed to give phileo to a man, play by play. I mean, to the most intricate detail, to the point where the board, the cabinet, the school board, they were sitting there like lumps on the log, like whatever. And then the lady was immature, one of the board members, immature, holding up a sign. I said, what kind of charade is this? Immaturity is this. So this is the kind of genocide. This is the kind of going on that's going on in our schools. So our children really are not even safe in our schools, folks. Okay. Where are the morals? Okay. So this process of genocide, of changing the structure of what is good and what is evil, of changing the structure and making evil good and making good evil, it's changing the whole dynamics of what God represents. It is what it is, folks. And so you've got people going to hell in the handbags and talking about they got a front row seat on the first airplane to heaven. Sorry, folks, that ain't happening. It's not happening. And then it's messing with our children. So my thing is, the parents, and I love y'all, help me with, I love everybody, but the parents are being bombarded. Their control is being taken away. Oh my goodness. It's being totally taken away. The school voted if the parent tried to correct something the child said he is, then they will have the child removed from the home by Child Protective Services. I got another one for you. I just found something where they have in Arizona where they're selling body parts. It's called a chop shop, a human chop shop. Genocide. Listen to what I'm telling you. It's a human chop shop. Let me see if I can find that. Okay. And they had the news going. They were selling body parts. I think they said they sold a leg for $1,100. It sounds comical and it sounds unreal, but it's real. They actually showed the place and they called it the human chop shop. So you see what's going on, and it's getting worse and worse, and people are not paying attention to how worse this is getting. And when you have loved ones that are missing, you probably never will find them. That's a sad for Dr. Sims to say, but it's real. This is what's going on. Okay. And so let me see if I can try to find this so that I can share this with you, so you won't think that I'm just making stuff out of my head, because I'm not. I'm not. Okay. That's something I will not do. Okay. I don't have to falsify information when information is there. Satan is blatant. He'll tell you exactly what he's doing. But because we walk in disbelief, oh, that can't really be happening. That's only on the movies. That's the foolishness they fed to you so that you could believe what they are doing. I read something about AI. I'm telling you, folks, and I can't bring everything out in this hour. It's more defined than what you know. That's why I tell people, listen, y'all better open up your eyes and do some research. And just don't sit there like it's okay. Don't just sit there like it's okay, like that's not going to affect me. Don't do that. Don't sit there blind. And then when it hits your house, then you want everybody to come together and to be like, oh my God. Well, where were you the whole time? Were you walking blind? Or were you walking blind by design? Because that's where you wanted to stay because it was too painful for you to face it. Or it was too much for you to handle. Don't you know that's what Satan expects? For you to allow this kind of genocide process to continue? It's amazing. Amazing. I just had a call and it said Robocop, AI, Robocall. Anybody else getting robocalls all the time? For some reason, they have gotten out of order. The things that I shared with you with the emotional traumas and things like that, and they're passed down to their children. And the children sometimes now, because of what they've gone through or going through, they now, some of them in the positive light, I want to say, they are understanding now what some of their parents have been through when they shared their testimonies, their journeys. Because folks, this didn't just start yesterday. It didn't just start a minute ago. It's been going on. It's been going on for years. I sat on my couch and I was so upset. I was so upset because, and I began to cry because, you know, when you feel like, and just me, y'all, okay? I'm not self-centered, so don't get me wrong, but I'm caring. And I just felt like, wow, okay, is it just me? I just want to grab God's people, put them on a different island so they don't have to suffer this way. And it's sad, folks, because we do genocide with each other. It don't have to even be a group. It could be a one-on-one circumstance. I have people tell me, I'm shutting you down. Shutting me down from what? You can't shut me down. Especially when something's God given. Oh yeah. They didn't think I caught it. I caught it. But I'm here to serve you notice. You can't shut this girl down. Oh, you said wait and see. No. Be careful. Don't do that. Because I have good backup. In 23rd Psalms, goodness and mercy follows this girl. I love everybody, but I don't like the deeds that I'm seeing. And yeah, I'm in my kitchen. And I'm sorry Miss Victoria had to leave, but she's not feeling well. Okay? Excuse me. And I just don't like what is going on. And I'm one person. You got people who are suffering from PTSD. Oh my goodness. I heard somebody says the counseling techniques that we have today, not really too much working because the thing is so deep that we're going to have to even change the way we come in and try to redirect the mind because they've been so torn. That's genocide. To tear people to be at each other's throat. That's genocide. To tear a nation down. It's genocide. To destroy a group of people. That's genocide with the intent to control. That's genocide. You got to be careful. You got to even be careful who you associate with, folks, okay? Our youth are in trouble. Transitioning out of youth and into adulthood is an important development maker in the lives of all people. Youth who transition into adulthood during a genocide have a different experience than those who do not transition during a genocide. You hear what it said? I'll read it again. Youth who transition into adulthood during a genocide have a different experience than those who do not transition during a genocide. Some youth transitions earlier as a means of survival. Others are unable to fully transition, remaining in a youth state longer. You have some folks 52 years old and still living in the past, acting like they're 19. You say, Miss Cece, that's crazy. It's the truth. Haven't developed because of the travesties, the genocidal, and I'm probably making up this word, errors in their lives and the things that they've had done. Oh, it's heavy, y'all. You probably say, Dr. Sims, that don't even sound right, what you're talking about. Well, that's all right. Do the research. It's all good. It's all good. And you're going to find out what I'm telling you is true. So let me read the definition again about genocide. Genocide is the deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation or ethnic group with the aim of destroying that nation or group. And I'll go a little deeper. Genocide is an intentional destruction of a people in a whole or in part. Okay? 1948, it says United Nations Genocide Convention defined genocide as any of five acts committed with the intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethical, racial, or religious group, children, adults, businesses, churches, a nation, a state, a continent is going through genocide right now. And in my next segment, folks, I am going to get into more defined. And I'm going to talk about the different types of being in a genocide arena. That's like I said, it could be in your house, it could be in your church, it could be in the business, it could even be on social media. Because some folks just don't want to hear the altered ramifications of how you can come from point A in a destitute place and becoming whole emotionally. I really appreciate you all's attentiveness, and we are going to talk again on this. It's a broad spectrum that we must cover. And you may say, Dr. Sims, you are Miss Cece, you've come a different way. I've come a deeper way. And I had to, because I was told to. And so it's my lot. And I thank God for the challenge. But I'm just kind of done up to here with the foolery and the hypocrisy that I see. It is what it is. We got to get morals back, folks. Because that genocide period take away folks' morals, make them not care about each other, backbite, talk about each other. You don't even know who they are, and you're talking trash, okay? So Miss Cece's Kitchen is aired every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, I'm sorry, Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're also on Spotify, on the podcast for Miss Cece's Kitchen. Just pull it up, and our various sessions are on there. And we're also on Studio W Buzz. You can find us there. We're on app. Go to Apple Store. You can download Studio W Buzz and Android Play. Go to Android Play Store, and you can download. I hope I'm saying this right. But anyway, we're also on Twitter. And so we're just being informative, coming direct. And if you have an issue with one of my statements, call me. I want to talk with you. I definitely want to talk with you. And so we're going to be doing it more reach out, process to talk to people. Now, Miss Cece doesn't know it all, but I'm just bringing it to the kitchen and putting it in the pot. Okay. But know that this girl has done, and my panel will do the research on what we don't know. And I'm willing to learn anything to make a thing better. And so I look forward to seeing you again. And so you all keep your minds open and let's do each other better than what we have done. William?
Yeah, great program, Ms. CeCe. Hey, thank you so much for doing that. And you can check out Ms. CeCe's Kitchen each and every Thursday, and that's 4 p.m. on the West Coast, 7 p.m. Right here on the East, 6 Central Time and 5 Mountain Times. Now, you can download our app. It's free. You can go to the Apple App Store and download studio.w. It's the first thing that'll pop up, studio.w. And we have a 5-star rating. You can go and find the same thing. I think it's 4.9, 4.5 on Android. I don't know. I don't know how we lost a half point. Okay, but that's okay. That's fine. 4.5, I'll take that any day of the week. But anyway, check it out. And the website, this program should be up in about 24 hours or so. And will be under archive shows and feature shows. So we invite you to subscribe, scroll down, and leave a comment. All right? Looking forward to seeing you the next time. That's StudioW.Buzz. That's the website, StudioW.Buzz. Also available on Alexa, Google Play, Apple CarPlay, and iTunes. Oh, and Spotify. So you can find us anywhere. Ms. CeCe, great program. We'll talk soon. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Mad Mike and Wild Will is coming up. You don't want to miss that.